I Know You Still Want Me Dead by Olekronon. Before that was They Are Coming by The Body. Blood People by Witch Hat came before that, and Perfume by Gorilla Toss came before that one. Prior to that we heard 10 by Stillsuit, and we kicked off the set with Fire in My Brain by Dimesack. And where to next, listeners? Only one way to find out. By following the only way out. And I need hardly tell you what that is. But since I can't hear the cheering audience response here in the studio, what the heck? The only way out is through. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm Hypnic. I'll be Hypnic for about another hour. After that, who knows? Thank you. Need to talk? Raft Crisis Hotline offers 24/7 empathy and support. Whether you're in a crisis situation or if you want to talk about your stressful day, trained volunteers are ready to listen. Call 540-961-8400 to speak with someone who cares.
Poor neighborhood, you're living in an area where you have to have poor schools. When you have poor schools, you have poor teachers. When you have poor teachers, you get a poor education. Poor education, you can only work on a poor paying job. And that poor paying job enables you to live again in a poor neighborhood. So it's a very vicious cycle. Being here in America doesn't make you an American. Being born here in America doesn't make you an American. Why, if birth made you American, you wouldn't need any legislation. You wouldn't need any amendments to the Constitution. No, I'm not an American. I'm one of the 22 million black people who are the victims of Americanism. One of the 22 million black people who are the victims of democracy. Nothing but disguised hypocrisy. And I see America through the eyes of a victim. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare.
We are peaceful people. We are loving people. We love everybody who loves us. But we don't love anybody who doesn't love us. We're nonviolent with people who are nonviolent with us. But we are not nonviolent with anyone who is violent with us.
I pray that God will bless you in everything that you do. I pray that you will grow intellectually so that you can understand the problems of the world and where you fit into in that world picture. And I pray that all the fear that has ever been in your heart will be taken out. And when you look at that man, if you know he's nothing but a coward, you won't fear him. If he wasn't a coward, he wouldn't gang up on you. This is how they function. They function in miles. That's a coward. They put on a sheet so you won't know who they are. That's a coward. No. The time will come when that sheet will be ripped off. If the federal government doesn't take it off, we'll take it off.
Don't let the white man speak for you, and don't let the white man fight for you.
Well, I think to teach a man to hate himself is much more criminal than teaching him to hate someone else. And look at you. Who taught you to hate yourself?
What makes the so-called Negro unable to stand on his own two feet? He has no self-confidence. He has no proud confidence in his own race. Because the white man destroyed your and my past, destroyed our knowledge of our culture. And by having destroyed it, now we don't know we have any achievements, any accomplishments. And as long as you can be convinced that you never did anything, you can never do anything. This is why the white man, his little children, he tells them about George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, all these white heroes. But we are never taught about any black hero. Only someone we're shown in history is my grandfather was picking cotton. Cotton picking don't move me. No. But when it comes to teaching the black people something about great black men who stood their ground, who were scientists, who were civilizers, who were fathers of culture and civilization, the white man has shrewdly written that role out of the textbook. And today, the effect that it has on you and me, we don't think we can stand on our own two feet.
George Jackson was my hero. He set a standard for prisoners, political prisoners, for people. He showed the love, the strength, the revolutionary fervor that's characteristic of any soldier for the people. He inspired prisoners, whom I later encountered, to put his ideas into practice, and so his spirit became a living thing. A quotation from Dr. Huey P. Newton, Ph.D., former Minister of Defense of the Black Panther Party at the Revolutionary Memorial Service for George Jackson in 1971. August, in both historic and contemporary African-American history, is a month of meaning. It is a month of repression. August 1619, the first group of black laborers called indentured servants landed at Jamestown, Virginia. August 25th, 1967, classified FBI memos went out to all bureaus nationwide with plans to, quote, disrupt, misdirect, discredit, or otherwise neutralize, unquote, black liberation movement groups. August 1968, the Newark, New Jersey Black Panther Party office was firebombed. August 25th, 1968, LA Black Panther Party members Steve Bartholomew, Robert Lawrence, and Tommy Lewis were murdered by the LAPD at a gas station. August 15th, 1969, Sylvester Bell, San Diego Black Panther Party member, murdered by the US organization. August 21st, 1971, Black Panther Party Field Marshal George L. Jackson, assassinated at San Quentin Prison, California. Three guards and two inmate turncoats were killed, three wounded. It is also a month of radical resistance. August 22nd, 1831, Nat Turner's Rebellion rocked Southampton County, Virginia, and the entire South when slaves rose up and slew their white masters. August 30th, 1856, John Brown led an anti-slavery raid on a group of Missourians at Osawatomie, Kansas. August 7th, 1970, Jonathan Jackson, younger brother of Field Marshal George, raided the Marin County Courthouse in California, arming and freeing three black prisoners, taking the judge, prosecutor, and several jurors hostage. All except one prisoner were killed by police fire that perforated the escape vehicle. John was 17. And in an instance of resistance and repression, August 8, 1978, after a 15-month armed police standoff with the Philadelphia-based Naturalist MOVE organization, the police raided MOVE, killing one of their own in police crossfire and charging nine MOVE people with murder. The MOVE Nine and prisons across Pennsylvania are serving up to 100 years each. August, a month of injustice and divine justice, of repression and righteous rebellion, of individual and collective efforts to free the slaves and break the chains that bind us. August saw slaves and the grandsons of slaves strike out for their God-given right to freedom, as well as the awesome price, the ultimate price, always paid by those who would dare oppose the slave master's will. Like their spiritual grandfather, the blessed rebel Nat Turner, those who oppose Massa in this land of unfreedom met murder by the state. George and Jonathan Jackson, James McLean, William Christmas, Bobby Hutton, Steve Bartholomew, Robert Lawrence, Tommy Lewis, Sylvester Bell, all suffered the fate of Nat Turner, of the slave daring to fight the slave master for his freedom. Rochelle McGee, for the crime of surviving the Marin County Courthouse Massacre, has been consigned to a life in California slave coffles, modern-day dungeons called adjustment centers, where he has languished since August 1970. He is a political prisoner guilty of the unpardonable sin of insurrection, and though not executed by hanging like his ancestor, Nat Turner, nor executed by firing squad like his co-rebels, he endures a cruel living death in the bowels of Babylon. Their sacrifice, their despair, their determination, and their blood has painted the month black for all time. Let their revolutionary sacrifice not be forgotten nor taken in vain. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
It's only me again. Hip Nick, hopping on the mic for the penultimate time to just say that I hope you're still enjoying as we inch closer to the witching hour this Saturday night. We just heard Outside by Zena Parkins. Before that was Black August by Mumia Abu-Jamal. And the A-side of the record Malcolm X Speaks, which contains some excerpts from speeches by the great Malcolm X. Many of you might be aware that today is Juneteenth, Emancipation Day. And I'd like everyone who's not already thinking of it to remember that slavery still exists in this country. There's a lot of work to do, a long way to go, a lot of systems to dismantle and tear down, and that if you have any extra money, you should give it to black people in your life and black artists whose work you appreciate, because I don't think we can account on the U.S. government to pay anything resembling reparations anytime soon. Before that, we heard New World by Rebecca Foon and Speaker Music with It Is the Negro Who Represents the Revolutionary Struggles for a Classless Society. We kicked off the set with Big Bad John by Boy Harsher. And of course, what I said before, that wasn't a call to action. That was just me musing on things the way I do. I can't tell you what to do. I can just tell you what I'd do. Let's continue, listeners, as we close out the last half hour. I treasure these times together. And though the day that we spend together may change after the summer, there will always be a place for you here in the haunted house.
This piece is also attributed to Taliesin, who partook in the extraordinary conflict when Gwydion the Enchanter called up the plants and trees of Britain against an army of the other world generaled by one Peblig the Strong, and ultimately against Araun, king of Annwn. The encounter is sometimes called the Battle of Ochrin. Some say the trees represent alphabetic concepts, related as in Irish Ogham to musical notes, seasonal events, and other correspondences. Some say that the garbled text we have remaining as the Cad Gaudai contains the debris of druidic ideas regarding sacred groves. It can be guessed that Celtic druidism, being transmitted orally in the form of song and story, might also have been transmitted in the form of the branch of learning here tangled and broken, a type of tree lore based on close observation of nature and containing a philosophic secret and or a secret word or name. Remember, in the East it was a series of highly involved riddles or ciphers on star lore that we have inherited as the English alphabet. In the full text of the Cad Gaudai there appear to be several poems tangled and several speakers, including Bladaiwedd, the maiden composed of flowers. In the following excerpt, Taliesin describes the battle array as the bards relate. When plants and trees were sent to war, warriors against Peblig's power, the alder tree was at the fore. Willow and rowan, tardy both,
plum sharp, starved for death, briar scarred, a host in wrath. Bramble's rampart spared no foes, ivy snared, bean fostered ghosts, sea gorse was a source of woes. Cherry mocked, birch armed late, a foreign tree wore foreign shape, fir was foremost, royal by right. Before kings ash took the field, loyal elm would never yield, hazel there for war was steeled. Hedge plants fought like bulls of battle, green holly showed its mettle, hawthorn was not gentle. Fern and broom, trodden and plundered, mannerless gorse made foe surrender, heather a handful pursuing a hundred. Mighty oak, doom's door, heaven and earth before him cower, but chestnut shamed the princely fir. Now this battle is said to have been fought to obtain three creatures from the other world, the dog, the roebuck, and the lapwing. The dog is the guardian of the secret, the roebuck hides the secret, and the lapwing disguises the secret. Dark of darkness, leveled craigs, fire of wood, force of wave, it was then the great shout was made. There were arrayed in the ranks of Araun formidable opponents, and of these, one of the mightiest could not be vanquished under any circumstances, unless his name could be guessed. It was Gwydion who guessed it, and he spoke these words. Sure-hoofed, my spurred horse, on your shield, alder sprigs. Bran is your name, Bran of the branches. Sure-hoofed, my horse of war, in your hand are sprigs of alder. Bran you are by the branch you bear. It was thus the battle was won by Gwydion and the forces of the trees. Tips of beech sprout anew, green again whatever grew, and oaks from the gorchan of Maelderu. But regarding the secret kept by the dog, the roebuck, and the lapwing, it is said in the triads, three primary essentials of genius, an eye that can see nature, a heart that can feel nature, and a boldness that dares follow it. It is further said that whoever spends the night alone on the top of Cader Idris, or under the rock of Ardhu on the Llanberis side of Snowdon, will be found in the morning dead, mad, or a poet. It is further said that whoever would be a poet must take up harp and sorrow and the wandering road.
It was heavy as lead, and tired in my body, I wished for a bed. When I lay claim to love, seems everything's mine. When I lay claim to love, just be diamonds, won't be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time. Just be diamonds, wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time. Just be diamonds, wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time. King Jesus, he whispered, it is not so far. And Buddha declared,
it is right where you are. Oh, tell me how many tears have you tried? Tell me how many.
Dusty diamonds wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time. Dusty diamonds wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time. Dusty diamonds wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time.
The things that you crave are the things you will be, and the actions of now are tomorrow's memory. So buy for a million, sell for a dime, buy for a million.
Dusty diamonds wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time. Dusty diamonds wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time.
Somebody tells you the world's all wrong, and somebody tells you the road is so long. And if you have an argument, please see your mind. If you have an argument.
Dusty diamonds wanna be wine. Happy, happy all the time, time, time. Dusty diamonds want to be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time. Dusty diamonds want to be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time.
The man on the corner is singing the blues, and the man in the office studying the news. So you're looking for trouble, so trouble you find. So you're looking for trouble.
Dusty diamonds wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time. Dusty diamonds wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time. Dusty diamonds wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time.
I used to have to wind up my clockwork hard, and my face was addicted, and I did not feel part. So look in the index, see my secret crime. Look in the
Dusty diamonds wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time. Oh, dusty diamonds wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time. Dusty diamonds wanna be wine. Happy, happy, happy all the time, time, time.
WUVT would like to remind you not to drink and drive. It does not matter if you have had one drink or 10, if you're driving 100 miles or just one. Alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or somebody else. So do yourself as well as everyone else a favor, and make sure you do not drive while under the influence of alcohol.
Singing. was so strong, he was so bold. When they made him, they broke the mold. If he heads this way, when the moon is low, come over and pray, they'll turn the buffalo, they'll turn the buffalo. There's a need to sleep in the shag of his stomach. Slide around his eye with your love in tow. If he heads this way, don't you say hello. Get out of the way, they'll turn the buffalo, they'll turn the buffalo. Our town, do love a stampede. Stampede by my old jacket in the park. Someday I'll pick it up, look for the label and whisper, tears ain't got none, no, no. Tears got none at all. Tears ain't got none, no, no. Not at all. The mother waits, still as a moonlight, standing in long grass with a cold, cold nose. What she feels so deep, she will never show. Baby, don't you weep, they'll turn the buffalo, they'll turn the buffalo. In the dark, someday I'll pick it up, look for the label and whisper, tilt ain't got none, no. Tilt got none at all. Tilt ain't got none, no, no. None at all.